This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. My text today at 701-226-8503. Scott handing off today. I'm Todd Mitchell. You have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners, to you. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the radio listener specials. You can save up to 50% off on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillow is usually $89.99, but with promo code SCOTT, $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, save up to 50%, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Enter promo code SCOTT to get that deal. You can also call 1-800-506-9028 for those great MyPillow specials. 7 after the hour, Todd Mitchell. So no Scott today, although the promo code does work. You can try promo code Ron Ness. I don't know if that will work, but Ron Ness is here.
Highly unlikely, Todd. My last president fact, I believe, Martin Van Buren is the first president to be a U.S. citizen. Van Buren, who served from 1837 to 1841, prior to that, presidents were British subjects. Pretty interesting.
I suppose he couldn't be, George Washington couldn't be a citizen if we weren't a country yet. So
now you know. So. Yeah.
Send it back. Sorry, George, you have to be a citizen first, then you can run.
Welcome. Welcome, Tommy Kenville. Are you on the line with us this morning?
Yes, sir, Mr. Ness. I'm right here.
Good morning. Hi, Tommy. I saw you were doing some UND hockey this weekend. Looked like another good weekend for the Fighting Hawks.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's exciting. We have a pretty strong team, so hopefully we can take it to the end, you know.
Going to have all the playoff games at home. That's always a good thing for any of our teams. So we'll be there in a couple of weeks. So looking forward to that. So, Tom, you've got some really exciting stuff going on, and in terms of the drone world across North Dakota. And maybe first we should start with a big initiative the governor and the 2019 legislature had. You want to recap what happened in the legislature last year that's going to really jump us forward as a state in terms of drone utilization?
Sure. Our state's really been a leader in the drone industry, and I was fortunate to be a part of that back when John Hoeven was governor. He took the initiative, and our state is strategically invested in being a leader in the drone industry worldwide since 2009 or so. Anyway, the last session, our new governor, Doug Burgum, followed on staying the leader in the UAS industry and proposed a $33 million investment for statewide radar and flight management systems. And thankfully, the legislature supported that. So I believe the number was $28 million for that area. And so now our technology and our industry will be able to help the entire state soon equally. And what I mean by that is we have to be able to see the drones in the air so that we keep the manned pilots safe as well. And this technology should help both the manned pilots be seen at uncontrolled airports like the Watford City or the smaller town, like Kildare, Tioga, those types. And then same, we'll be able to fly our drones out in the Bakken and do it safely and beyond visual line of sight. So the first radar has been installed up here in the valley, and our company EyeSight has flown quite a bit for the test site, testing the procedures and policies, because this stuff has never been done in the world. And so it's leading edge, but we also have to do it safely, cost effectively, things like that. So the second radar after the bidding process to acquire all the hard assets is finished, which they're in the middle of it now, the second radar hopefully will go out in the oil patch. And so what the test site and the state people have said is that, you know, we'll put the radars where the commerce needs it. And so that hopefully the second one will go out there. And our company is planning on opening in Watford City in May. We picked up a project with the McKenzie County to fly the gravel roads after weather events to try to keep them open more through the use of technology and working with the weather stations and the county people. So really exciting time.
Tommy, let's zero in a little bit on that McKenzie County project. I think that's of great interest. And, you know, it's kind of ironic that our prior guest on the show was Silicon Valley kind of meets the Bakken and where that opportunity lies. And now it really seems that the whole drone world that's so focused in North Dakota is really starting to find some opportunity in Western North Dakota and the Bakken region. And tell us specifically about this McKenzie County project and what's that going to do for the folks out in McKenzie County and certainly anybody that tries to travel the roads out there after rain events and the county itself.
Yeah. So, back up a little bit, 3 years ago, our company we flew 175 miles of pipeline out there, and it was very, very difficult because we didn't have beyond line of sight. And so, I've been wanting as a company CEO to support the energy industry out west, you know, for many years, but it just didn't work. And I'd been talking to a few people, and I had been told by a number of people that the road closure is a very big issue. And so we had done some flood flying on this side of the state, and I thought, wow, you know, let me put together a plan to fly the gravel roads that the county deems important to fly. So we have very, very talented operators here, and I have just purchased a gas-powered small drone that can stay in the air 5 hours. So our intent, Ron, is to fly the gravel roads this summer without beyond line of sight. So it'll take more people and more time, but we'll get the job done and then hopefully prove to the test site that, hey, put the radar here so that we could have an operator sitting in a building in Watford City and launch the drone and go fly for 5 hours in a row with maybe two gas-powered drones and cover all the ground in a hurry. And so the cost would come down, the information would go up. So we're going to work with the weather station. We're going to work with Upper Great Plains Transportation. So there's timely data that needs to make a decision off of keep the road open or close it. That's very timely. And then the historical data will go on servers with the Upper Great Plains so that they can review the conditions and maybe use that data for a second opportunity of how do you use maybe better products or find problem areas quicker, things like that. So it's kind of taking the people power and the people that currently know the roads and merging it with high tech and hopefully coming up with better decisions so that the roads could be closed less or less hours or different roads or not all the roads. And so it's a pilot project. We're really excited to work. My operators have done a few of these in other industries, so we know how to do first-time jobs. And then hopefully it'll grow into a lot of drone work in the oil patch, you know.
Tommy, just the road closure issue, and just, again, just in McKenzie County, when the roads close, it's a big county, and weather can change from one end of the county to the other end. And the significance of roads being closed is essentially thousands and thousands of employees sit idle until the roads are determined dry enough or safe enough to travel on that they're not going to get torn up. So the ability to kind of micro-image the county as a whole and figure out from the air where you might be able to open those roadways, it's a significant issue. I cannot stress it enough in terms of not only the economics of the of the wells, but in the terms of the safety of these well sites, to make sure that you've got the right equipment coming in and out of there, the trucks and the ability to keep those trucks moving. It's a huge issue, I know, not only for the industry, but the county and the state and really everybody that relies on the oil and gas industry. So very, very big step, I think, in terms of working with the county and having the county drive this train, or this drone, I should say.
Yeah, Ron, as you know, I'm learning on the fly a lot about your energy industry, and we were out flying some oil pads, and I asked the production manager, you know, because they had a lot of huge tanks on there, and I said, well, you know, how long?
Tommy, we're going to jump to a break here, but we'll have you back after the messages here. But we appreciate learning about what you guys are doing and with the drones across North Dakota, a little bit more about Fargo's technology hooking up in the Bakken as well.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or text into 701-226-8503. What's on your mind?
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess, a global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota, working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Puklich of Puklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Puklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
You get the smoothest, most responsive windrower handling ever with the new Speed Rower SP Windrowers from New Holland. Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer will tell you that it starts with precise, hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with the Comfort Ride cab suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a Speed Rower SP Windrower from New Holland.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Ron Ness sitting in for Scott Hennin, and our guest today is the co-founder and president of iSight, Tommy Kenneville. And Tommy, we're talking a little bit about the drone utilization out in Western North Dakota, and really what's happening across North Dakota in terms of a lot of excitement, I think, in terms of matching technology with opportunity. Give us a little bit of a sense of being in Fargo in terms of what you see is as the opportunities in terms of matching that technology across Western North Dakota and really what's just evolving with drone technology. It's got to be just changing by the week.
Do we have Tommy?
Yes, we're up in Grand Forks, and we'll be opening in Fargo actually tomorrow, another office, and then in May in Watford. But the technology is coming to all industries, and energy and ag are two big ones. And before the break, my point was we were flying for an oil rig, and I said to the site manager, you know, the huge tanks, you know, there's probably eight large tanks there. I said, how long can they hold oil for? Like how much of the rig? And he said 10 hours. I went, holy cow. Cause I would have thought a week's worth and so that's where it really kind of drove me to push harder on the gravel roads project because when the tanks fall, then the rig shuts down, the truck shuts down, and then you got to fire everything up. And like you said before the break, it affects so many people and affects the flow of revenue. So hopefully our pilot project can help on that. In agriculture, it'll be the next play. We've done a little bit of work there, but the software has to catch up for the amount of data that we have to process. So we're very excited to open in Watford, and we've done some projects in Wyoming already. I'm not sure yet if our Watford guys are going to handle Wyoming or not, but I'm very excited to come out west. So it'll be good times in 2020 here.
The big issue really seems to focus around that line of sight that currently, if you're going to operate a drone, you've got to be able to see it. What do you see happening over the next months or years in terms of the elimination of that visual line of sight regulation?
So I won't try to make all your listeners pilots today, but the rules are today for small drones and large drones is that you have to be in line of sight or have a chase aircraft. So today, actually, I have a regular airplane, a Mooney, chasing General Atomics, a large Predator, because they're training up in Grand Forks. Well, it's not economical. It takes too many people, but we need to do it to be safe so that in case a manned aircraft is in the area, an airliner, a private aircraft, a training aircraft, that we can call out procedures to the pilot on the ground who is flying the large drone to maneuver for safety. Well, with this new technology that's coming, we should be able to eliminate that. But again, none of this has been done before. And so our test site in North Dakota, along with operators like myself, are working very close with the FAA to try to implement this in a structured manner. So what I would see is if we're successful and other drone operators like myself I know are working in the Bakken, they would be able to use the same radar that I would be able to use or any new drone operator. But we'd be able to locate the airplanes, locate the drones, be able to see everything on a radar, and then through proper procedures and flight plans, keep everybody safe. And so they'll roll out. It won't be like you turn on a switch, Ron, and the whole state has radar. They'll be putting a radar in, say, in the Bakken, and then maybe a second one, you know, I'm guessing, but say southern central North Dakota. And then they'll kind of slowly just keep putting them up, but they'll put them where the commerce demands them. So at the end, they hope to put up 38 or so radar devices and flight management systems so that our entire state has radar. But that'll roll out over a three-year period maybe. And then we'll work with the FAA all along to make sure that it works. So it's a very exciting time. And, again, I can't thank the legislature and the governors and the senators and the people for having the vision to have North Dakota be first at this.
Well, one of the projects you're working on, of course, is with McKenzie County and the roads, but there are so many applications that I'm beginning to see in terms of drone utilization, everything from reclamation of well sites instead of having someone have to walk out there and look at each piece of ground and sometimes long walks across other people's property they all have to get access to. You put the drone out there, you get a great camera level picture of it. Utilization of looking over well sites. Of course, the big one is still the ability to follow pipelines and check for leaks and releases. And that's where that line of sight regulation change is going to make that much more economical and a greater opportunity. But also, you know, things like emissions. I know the electrical industry is using them on towers in terms of electrical line inspections. I'm sure the wind industry is using them, and agriculture is going to be a lot of applications. So it really does seem like the investment by the legislature has put North Dakota a step ahead. Are you seeing other states try to replicate us, or is this a North Dakota first thing?
Well, back when there's seven states right now that are blessed as test sites for the FAA. We were the first one chosen. But yes, there's many trying to do things. But each one of the test sites, Ron, is in a way trying to have a differentiator. And North Dakota has kind of gone, has done the big things first, right? I don't know if you recall, but we flew a large drone without a chase airplane from Grand Sky to Europe about a year ago. First time it had ever been done. But they planned it properly, safely, the altitudes, the equipment. And so we, you know, each one of the test sites, New York has a test site. They actually have quite a bit more money than we do, but they're going after a different space. And I think I've been at this since day one with Senator Hoeven helping our state, and we really have been prudent and where it's creating jobs and creating returns and helping industries. So we need to keep that up, and, you know, now is the time in the Bakken. I mean, I flew 175 miles of pipeline a couple of years ago, 3 years ago, and we had good data, but we lost money. We didn't have it in a timely manner for the customer. So this should be a game changer.
Tommy, we got a text question. Who's paying for the new radar? And the North Dakota legislature utilized funds and created, a $33 million fund to allow the creation of this radar system and this new infrastructure. And then will there be a fee back to you as a drone operator, or how will that go forward in the future?
Yes. So the state of North Dakota is fronting the expenses, and I don't know if there'll be a testing grace period or not. I haven't had time to actually keep track of that part of it. But I do believe what'll happen is I'll pay as an operator to for the service.
All right, Tommy, we're going to wrap up, but thanks for the great information today. I think it's exciting stuff, and we certainly look forward to see what's happening out in McKenzie County as you move forward with this great new project.
All right, thanks
for being
our having
guest.
Me.
More What's in Your Mind is on the way. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
Make 2020 the year you see Scandinavia. The Scandinavia Tour is coming May 10th from Juven Tours and Travel, the premier operator of Scandinavian tours in the upper Midwest. May 10th through the 23rd, the Scandinavia Tour, very popular. May 25th, the official Norsk Høstfest Norway Tour. May 25th to June 7th. The Norway Luxury Tour 1 is June 1st to June 14th. The 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour 2, July 20th to August 4th, is great fun. And the best of Norway is August 10th through August 22nd. There's something for everyone. And the best part about Juven Tours and Travel and their tours of Scandinavia, you don't just see the awesome beauty, the fjords, the waterfalls, the mountains. You meet the people, and their memories last a lifetime. Call Juven Tours and Travel today for more information. Hurry, these tours are filling up. 237-9000. 701-237-9000 or toll free at 800-343-0093.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More than 1,000 former Justice Department officials calling on Attorney General William Barr to resign for overruling the sentencing recommendation for Roger Stone, a longtime ally of President Trump. Stone convicted of witness tampering and lying to Congress during its investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. Barr says he acted independently of President Trump, who has vocally rejected the investigation as a hoax. Democratic Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Attorney General has compromised his department's commitment to impartial justice.
Barr has done Trump's bidding instead of protecting rule of law, which is what an Attorney General is supposed to do.
Nearly 400 Americans have been evacuated from the Diamond Princess cruise ship off Japan and flown back to the U.S. The Department of State confirms 14 people among them have tested positive for the coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
We're going to wrap up our show this morning with What's On Your Mind. And once again, happy President's Day to everyone. This half hour, we're going to have Bill Panos. Bill is the new director of the North Dakota Department of Transportation. Bill, are you on the line this morning? All right.
Texter wants to know if you can use a drone to see if your spouse is cheating. It might put Frank Cannon and Barnaby Jones out of business. You know those are going to be out there. The day's coming. If it's not already happening,
it's
TV show cheaters
stuff.
Can really reignite their TV series with drone use.
I bet even the North Dakota DOT is utilizing drones. What do you think, Bill? You guys utilizing drones?
Well, we are. In fact, we're working with Grand Sky, which is up in the Grand Forks area, to help us with flood control and assessments of bridges during the next flood season in North Dakota.
The applications and utilizations of what we're going to see, I think, is simply amazing. And just what I've seen, just a sea change in the last 8 to 10 months in terms of that. And then, of course, Todd and I were talking offline about, you know, now we've got Silicon Valley here Googling servers out on a well pad, which is providing the power to Bitcoin or Google, and just some really amazing stuff. So, Bill, you're welcome to North Dakota. You've been here a few months now, and you're in the early stages of what I think is a great idea. You're out traveling across North Dakota, visiting with communities and policymakers and folks across the state about the condition of our roadways and the issues that are key to Department of Transportation. You came here from Wyoming. So what are the early issues across North Dakota that you're identifying?
Well, Ron, first, thanks for having me on the show. I am going around North Dakota. It's just an amazing state. To really understand it, you have to travel through it. And so I've been going to cities and counties and townships. I've been meeting with legislators. I visited all the DOT districts so far. I visited with all of our great DOT employees. I've started the visits to the tribal nations throughout North Dakota. And then obviously I'm meeting with businesses and nonprofits all over the state. And it's just been a real eye-opening experience and something that I didn't really expect. The diversity of our state is great, and the future of our state's great, given the amount of energy and the incredible people that are here.
Bill, a lot of the big work has been done in terms of really across western North Dakota and Nevakin with the surge bill a few years ago. And what if you were to just say what are the top two or three needs across our state right now in terms of our roadways, what would that be?
You know, I would say, generally speaking, that we need to continue to maintain not only our roadways but our bridges throughout the state. And in fact, over the next few months, you'll probably be hearing about a 10-year infrastructure plan that Governor Burgum and Lieutenant Governor Sanford's putting together to help address the issue of infrastructure throughout our state. And in conjunction with the state legislature, really invest in making sure that our infrastructure can continue to be, you know, at a very high quality and servicing all of the communities throughout the state in a way which supports their economies and, frankly, the great way of life that we have here in North Dakota.
Bill, I think you're well aware what's certainly my number one road project in North Dakota. And recently I left Bismarck on a pretty nice day and I was headed towards Watford City, and I got north of Belfield, and the weather had changed drastically, and I think I got out of my car in Watford City and kissed the ground because I made it. So Highway 85 is such a critical corridor for our entire state, and it provides that circle of a four-way infrastructure across the state, and we're getting a new bridge up there, but I think that's something that listeners across the state recognize is just a huge, huge need out there in terms of making Highway 85 a four-lane highway.
Yeah. First of all, I'm glad you made it safely. It's a difficult drive in the winter. We're going to be four-laning Highway 85. We're starting from Watford City down to the Long X Bridge. We've made an announcement last week, the governor did, of an investment of about $60 million into that project. We will be also applying for a federal grant for $50 million. It's called an INFRA grant. It's with the United States Department of Transportation to help us fund that project. And once we get through the four-laning and modernization of Highway 85 between Watford City and Long X, then we'll take on the project of going from Long X down to Highway 200 in the next phase. We're excited about the project. The project will improve safety. It'll reduce accidents and fatalities. It'll help commerce in that area. Couldn't be a more important project for us in the state of North Dakota.
Well, that's fantastic news. What do you anticipate the timeline is on those various concepts of segments of that project?
Yeah, these projects take a long time. There's a lot of utilities to move. There's a lot of right of way. Whenever you do a four lane, they always take more time than you want them to take. You know, I'm thinking that the bridge will probably be done the Long X around 2021. And we'll probably start construction on the four lane in late 2022, 2023, something like that. And all of that time is really spent moving utilities, buying right of way, designing the project so that when we build it once and we build it right.
One of the other items that I know is on your master plan list is bridges across the state. Seems like a big opportunity and big need going forward in terms of upgrading these bridges.
Yeah, there are about 5,000 bridges in North Dakota, and they're run by the state, they're run by the counties, the cities, and the North Dakota DOT has the responsibility to inspect and low-grade those bridges. And so we're going through a process now. We're able to get some dollars from the federal government here in late 2019 to help us get started. We're going to be inspecting all of the bridges in the state. All 5,000, and we're going to be low rating them all. And we're going to be doing that over the next couple of years. And then we're going to be addressing the issue of repair of these bridges with not only the state legislature through our 10-year infrastructure plan, but also the federal government with some of the infrastructure bills that they're moving through at the federal level now and trying to isolate money for rural states for bridges. We've been successful so far with the help of our great congressional delegation. And we're looking forward to repairing these bridges on a regular basis from here forward and to continue to bring in federal dollars to do that.
Bill, a couple of things for our listeners. The requirements of Real ID, the timeline for getting a Real ID, and what's the best process for somebody to do that has not gotten their Real ID yet?
Yeah, for those of your listeners who have not heard about this, Real ID is a federal program, and by October of 2020, you're required to have a Real ID to board an airplane or access to federal facilities like a military base or other thing, or other property like that that's controlled by the federal government. And again, by October 2020, you're to have these. The North Dakota DOT has been issuing these. The success that we've had in getting out to the public, the word out to the public, and getting the public to come in and get a Real ID has been significant. In 2018, we had about 4,000 issued, and today we have about 130,000 issued, and those numbers just keep going up. We've offered appointments for people to come in any day and get their Real ID. It doesn't take but a few minutes. It took me 7 minutes to get mine, and I made an appointment and went in just like any other citizen. In addition, we have Saturday hours so that you can make an appointment on a Saturday and come in on a Saturday to get your Real ID, and it goes even faster. So we're going to continue to let the public know that in by October of 2020, they need to have a Real ID, and we're going to continue to expand ways that they can get it. And by coming into a DMV office in various parts of the state and continuing to open up those opportunities for them to come in as conveniently as it can be done, and get all of this, as much of this done as we can by October of 2020.
Well, a big shout out to your DOT team. I went online, made an appointment. It was probably 4 or 5 weeks out in the Bismarck location, and I got there. And to your point, it was less than 15 minutes that I was in your building. I think it was just completely seamless. You have to have the right documentation, which I think is key. But if you have that documentation, you make your appointment, you get in there, get out of there, and, you know, it's been made pretty simple by your folks. So thanks for that, and continue to push that request out.
Well, we've been really trying to invest more into our drivers' services organization and our processes and our offices. You know, we're we've moved to a larger facility in Fargo. We're building a new facility in Minot, a new facility in Williston. We have reorganized both here in Bismarck and Fargo. The wait times in Fargo are down from an average of 62 minutes down to 18 minutes. Here in Bismarck, they're down from about 40 minutes down to about 10 minutes. And they continue to fall. We're not seeing them at all go up. They continue to fall on average, and we're watching very closely and then are implementing sort of continuous improvement ideas that come from our employees, ideas that come from the citizens, to help to continue to bring those wait times down, because it was an issue for a while before I got here. And the governor made it a priority, the lieutenant governor made it a priority, and they said, you know, get in there and see what you can do. And we've been able to do something right away, and it's holding, which is great. It's reducing the wait times generally for all services, including Real ID.
Bill, we've got about a minute here before the break, but one of the things that I found fascinating in our discussions is when you've talked about the technology on the roadway that is going to help all of us as drivers. You want to give us a snippet of what's potentially out there in North Dakota in terms of advancing technology for on the roadway?
Sure. As you know, safety and the reduction of fatalities is our number one priority. And by bringing new technology to the roadway, we have found across the country that we are able to reduce crashes and to reduce fatalities. And so we are introducing, I would say North Dakota is a bit of a latecomer to it, across the United States, what's called connected vehicle technology. And what this does is really make the infrastructure smarter. And by putting in connected weather stations, by connecting them to your vehicle, and then by connecting vehicles to other vehicles through, you know, what is...
Bill, we're going to jump to a break, but we're going to continue this discussion on technology on the roadway that's a big jump in towards safety and some of the things that we're going to look at for the 2021 legislative session after these messages. So thanks for being our guest today, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a jump on spring.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and today's Light on Liberty celebrates you, a citizen of these United States. 242 years ago, our founding fathers imagined that you should live your dreams. Our Constitution and Bill of Rights establishes the foundation of individual liberty endowed by a creator, that all men are free and no man can take that away. I say dream big and never stop working until you attain your success. I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and thank you.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Join me, George Dory, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
What's on your mind is powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. 2019 closeouts. Yeah, there are a few GMCs and Buicks, only seven left. And, of course, the 2020s are there, too. Your warranty is for a lifetime. A lifetime of protection at no extra cost. Get all the details at SchwannBuickGMC.com. Scott in and off playing around today, but Ron S., we go right to the top of the A-list, is here on What's on Your Mind.
Well, thank you, Todd. We are going to continue our discussion and wrap up the show today with Bill Panos. He's the director of the North Dakota Department of Transportation and relatively new to North Dakota, and he's doing a tour across North Dakota and seeing what the issues are, and I commend him for that. Bill, we were in the middle of talking about what are a couple of things that motorists are going to see in terms of technology advancement that's helping the roadways be better for them in the future.
Yeah, Ron, what I was saying was that the connected vehicle technology will help reduce crashes and save lives around our state. I think users will see, and the users of the road system will see more digital message signs. They'll see more information to their phones and to their vehicles about road conditions real time. And that's operated through a traffic management center statewide. And we're one of the last states to have this technology. This isn't something that's out in the future. It's actually something that's being deployed and is deployed now in states throughout the United States. And we look forward to deploying it here in North Dakota.
Bill, I got a text question in terms of something you're probably hearing across the state in terms of the closure of some of the maintenance shops and some folks feeling that it's negatively impacted the snow removal in some of those communities and some of those areas a little further away from the new shop. Is there been part of the discussions or any plans going forward?
No, I haven't seen any of the discussions about closing shops. I think that we are always looking to make improvements to our efficiency and our capabilities. One thing that we did this season that we have not done in previous seasons is pre-deploy our equipment to parts of the state which need additional resources so that they can come back online quicker. For instance, the last couple of storms have been in the southeast part of the state, and we were able to deploy certain resources from the northwest part of the state where they were getting impacted less to the areas that got impacted more. And in the case of the last storm, we thought it would last some 48 hours before we had roads open. We had them open in 24 hours. So we're able to use our resources smarter as we look at them more carefully throughout the state and where they're needed. And these pre-deployment techniques we've used in other states, and they're very effective and worked great in the last couple of storms here in North Dakota.
It seems like the Interstate 94 and I-29 have been closed this year. You've got a lot of snow piled up over there, and you get some bad ground drifting, and you've closed those roads. What's the reaction been from the communities in terms of compliance by the motorists? Has it gone okay?
It's gone okay. I mean, I think what I would recommend is that when we close a road, that motorists don't automatically try and go to the secondary roads, because typically those are impacted either as bad or worse, and we end up doing rescues out with the North Dakota Highway Patrol, with North Dakota emergency responders. We end up doing rescues out in these remote areas, and we have to plow them in and plow them out. And it takes resources away from the highway and other places when people use secondary. So be cautious, be careful, look at your NDDOT maps, and not simply the Google map that's on your phone, but look at the NDDOT maps, and you'll have an indication of where the roads are closed. I must add that a connected vehicle technology will improve all of this much, much greater than it is currently, and you'll have more real-time information about the closure, not only of interstates, but of the secondary roads and other activities that are going on during a storm.
One of the premier programs that DOT and the Governor have been advocating is Vision Zero. Of course, that's all about trying to reduce the fatalities on North Dakota roadways. And I think your year-end stats last year were at or near a big improvement. So tell us what's going on with Vision Zero and where you're headed.
Well, around 33,000 people lose their lives in the United States every single year from driving on the nation's roads. And here in North Dakota, we lose about 100 every year from driving on our roads. These are 100 people that will never come back to their families. And so we're doing everything in our power to improve that situation, reduce the number of crashes, and then reduce the effects from those crashes, particularly fatalities from those crashes. And so Vision Zero is about educating the public. It's about wearing your seatbelt. It's about not driving impaired. It's about better engineering on our roads and better engineered systems to be able to protect people if and when they do get into a crash. It's about all of that. And we had the best year in 17 years last year. And that just shows that these programs work. will be. And so we have tripled their budget, and we are going to, we're going all in, and we have a very large collaboration between a number of different state agencies that are going to that are going to lean into this Vision Zero program and do more to reduce.
Bill, that's a tremendous accomplishment, the best year in 17 years in terms of the road fatalities. So we applaud you for that. Thanks for being our guest today. And Todd, we're going to wrap up for the day. Thanks for being my sidekick today.
Hey, good to have you in.
The technological challenges that we started with turned out just fine.
We do just fine. Scott, and I believe back tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken, on What's on Your Mind.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.